And we welcome in Bob Soucy, voice of the New England Patriots, who joins us from inside the broadcast booth. Bob, that's big. We've been talking about this week to week. When are we going to see Sean Wade? Now we get 2 weeks of him.
Well, Beadle, it should be noted that the Patriots have not allowed a point defensively since Sean Wade was active for them on the game day roster.
There it is.
So he'll try to keep that streak intact today.
Just keep the shutouts alive. Sean Wade is back. Bob, what's your biggest thought this week on this matchup of the Patriots and Titans, which has been for a few weeks now sort of circled on the calendar as the start of a big stretch for this team?
Yeah, obviously it's not what we envision being the matchup of the Patriots and these Titans, but it's no less important for New England, obviously, to begin this stretch with a strong performance today and take care of business at home against a team that I don't think it's even fair to say is a shell of its former self. You look at the inactives. There were seven inactives that Mike Vrabel gave their media last week before the game, before the day of the game. There were six a couple of days ago. They added A.J. Brown yesterday. There are more today. Guys were inactive for them. 82 players to this point they have utilized overall this year. It's likely today they're going to tie, if not break, the record of 84 set by a couple of teams, the Dolphins a couple of years ago, the 49ers last season for the most players used in a single season. And most significantly, of course, they don't have Derrick Henry, Julio Jones, and as well A.J. Brown. And when Ryan Tannehill has been forced to throw more than usual, he's struggled. Four interceptions last week, that's the story. Houston gets out to the 19-0 lead, primarily with short fields, scoring off giveaways by the Titans, and Tennessee just not enough offensively to overcome those mistakes.
You know, Bob, we talk about Tennessee not having enough offensively, and obviously those injuries jump off the page at you. But when you look at their inactives today, we knew no David Long and no Rashawn Evans. But you're looking at guys like Ola Adeniyi is absent from this game, an outside linebacker, T'Air Tart, who's another guy who's listed as a starter.
Is this the question of the week? Is that what we're doing here?
No. These are just the guys that are out. I mean, these guys are starters that they're missing, too. I think there's an expectation that Tennessee's path to victory here, Bob, is on defense, but they're missing so many guys there as well.
No doubt about it, Chris, particularly, you know, in the middle of their defense with Tart, the nose tackle. They just brought back Kevin Strong from their practice squad. They signed him actually to the practice squad on Tuesday. He's up today as a standard elevation. I think that's the other thing, too, with a lot of their guys defensively. Breon Borders, for example, a guy who's a COVID elevation. He was just signed recently, re-signed to the practice squad. And they've got a lot of guys that, you know, have played a couple of games here or there that have been up and down and really haven't had a lot of time with this Titans organization, or they were with Tennessee, they went somewhere else, and they've come back. And so even when you're talking about guys who are going to be in the lineup today, in more than, you know, a handful of cases, they are guys that really haven't spent a lot of time with the Titans. So you're right, on both sides of the ball, this is not the same Tennessee team that for the most part won those seven games to date over playoff teams from a year ago.
Bob, if you're the Patriots offensively, how do you approach this game out of the gate today? What do you do to sort of go after the Titans?
Well, clearly Tennessee's going to try to shut down the run. We know Vrabel's had good defensive game plans against the Patriots, good offenses under Tom Brady, whether he was with Houston down there coordinating the defense or helping Romeo Crennel with the Texans, or, of course, in his two games as a head coach with the Titans. I think, obviously, you know, the Patriots are going to manage it not to make mistakes, but I think there has to be some aggressiveness. You can't simply hand it off to Damian Harris and Ramondre Stevenson time after time if the Titans are going to shut down the run and find herself in third and long. I think, you know, at the same time, I don't think they want to put Matt Jones in peril, because I think Belichick sees the Titans as we do and understands, look, we can beat ourselves today. It's very unlikely that this Tennessee team, as it is, can beat us if we're playing well and not making mistakes. And I think it goes back to turnovers.
Yeah, this reminds me a little bit, Bob, I think, of the Carolina game, where it's like, you know, the other defense is good, but you're looking at the opposing offense, and you realize pretty early on in that game, okay, you know, if we get up, they're just not equipped on this day to come back and really chase us.
Yeah, Chris, I think about what even Vrabel said last week about watching the Patriots against Atlanta. He said they were comfortable with the way that game was going. And basically, I think what he was saying is they didn't show a whole lot, because I think they knew they had that game in hand early on. And I think the Carolina comparison is an excellent one.
All right, Bob. Well, as this one is set to get underway this afternoon, I know that we've talked a little bit today about there's no fear from Mike Vrabel. You mentioned some of the good game plans that he's had. he doesn't have that fear that maybe some other guys have coming to Gillette, and I think that showed 2 years ago in that wild card game. This is a guy who does not have any issue coaching against Bill or coaching in New England or coaching against the Patriots. I don't think it's going to faze him one bit.
No, I don't think so, Peter. I don't think this is a guy who looks in the mirror and has any insecurities whatsoever about whether or not he knows football. And he's resourceful, too. I think the one thing about him as a player, he was able to be such an effective defender inside when he had to move inside, even off the ball, as well as, of course, on the edge. And as an offensive player, he adopted that role. He didn't adapt to it. He made it his own as the defensive player who was an automatic red zone target and a guy who could deliver. And I think his team reflects his personality. We heard a number of Patriot players and coaches, including a former teammate, Troy Brown, this week, say, look, this team is built in the image of Mike Vrabel and reflects Mike Vrabel. And I think even shorthanded, the Titans will do that today. They're not going to come in here and back down. This is a team that plays with a chip on its shoulder, just like the coach seems to coach with a chip on his shoulder.
This could be a slobber knocker, as I used to say. This could be a fun game for you and Zoe to, crash, boom, bang. It's like the old Batman today.
It's sort of tough.
I'm sure Zoe will add some of those sound effects
as
well.
Yes, he will. He will, yeah.
I think it's tough in some ways for Patriots fans to watch to go back 2 years and see Vrabel sort of get after Belichick there in that fourth quarter with the, using the clock to his advantage and using the penalties to his advantage and say, damn it, it's a guy I actually like. We all love Mike Vrabel here in New England for his contributions to the Patriots. He's a hard guy for anyone in New England to not like or hate on the other sideline.
Absolutely. And I think his attitude, too, even when asked about, repeatedly about coming back to New England and facing Belichick and the Patriots, and he said, we all know where the banners are. And I thought when his team came in here in 2019, of course, they had the get-together on the middle of the field out on the Flying Elvis logo before the game and put their feet down, literally. And I think, they were sending a message right from that moment on. We're coming in here to take care of business. We're going to be the bullies today, and I hate to use that phrase, but I think that's the attitude Mike Vrabel's teams have had, and that's probably the attitude he had as a player, and having not covered him, but at least.
Oh, it's definitely the attitude he had as a player, having covered him.
And I understand, especially in the locker room during open locker room sessions, from what I've heard.
Yeah. So. One of the sharpest wits you'll ever find. I think I still have some scars.
All right, Bob, appreciate the time. Have a good call today.
Hey, can I quickly add one thing about attitude? I heard you guys talk about Mac Jones this week in the cold weather, and I thought it was interesting. When I asked him if he's ever experimented with a glove or if he plans to, he said no. He said as a quarterback, you grab the football and you throw it the way you always do it. And I think maybe that mentality, if indeed he acts on those words, will serve him well, not just today but going forward as a quarterback. I think psychologically for so many of these players, once it gets into their head, once they start thinking about it, they really, I think, hurt themselves more than the inclement conditions affect their play.
It's a good point.
All right. So hopefully he doesn't need the hand warmer as much.
Let's hope not.
All right, Bob, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Bob.